Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mike Tenura is here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, hope you're having a good day there.
Having a great day. I hope yours is going well as well.
And well, you know, the sun is shining. However, it looks like, you know, it could be a good forecast, at least in parts of the Midwest, but the showers seem to be hit and missed. What does that mean to you as a meteorologist?
Well, it's all related to a storm system that's currently located near Oklahoma. That system moves east through Saturday, and that will produce heavy rain in the southern growing areas from Oklahoma today and then into the Delta over the next couple of days. In Illinois, we won't see a ton of rain from that event, but the thing we're a little bit concerned about is that Saturday night, Sunday, and into Monday, that system more or less merges with a separate system across the Dakotas, and that will help to develop scattered showers in more of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan this weekend. So we're going to keep an eye on that, but at this point, we're thinking around 1/4 of an inch to 3/4 of an inch of rain, primarily along into the east of Interstate 57 and then stretching through the eastern Corn Belt.
You know, can I take you in a different direction today? Because not only are you a meteorologist, but you are also a University of Illinois alum in Ag Econ. And your thesis was done, I think, with Daryl Good and Scott Irwin, along with Gary Schnittke. And I'm wondering if you've been putting the two kinds of things together, which I know you did as when you were here, and whether you have some probabilities or some information about what corn yield looks like given different weather scenarios going forward?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's kind of the nice thing about the T-Storm Weather Service is that it's not only focused on weather. I try to tie it into all the different things that I've learned over the years through the master's degree and then just having been in the business now for the better part of 13 years. So I think the main thing to keep in mind is this. Let's just start out by looking at corn. In any year between 1986 and 2018, the probability of having a yield that's below trend is 36%, and that would be a U.S. corn yield of 173.5 bushels per acre or lower. When we isolate out the 9 latest planted crop years, and this year is going to set the record by a very large margin. So 2019 goes down in the record books as the latest by a wide margin. The probability jumps all the way up to 78%. So your odds of having a below trend yield are 78% when you plant really late like this year. So clearly a big change, and that's a more than double your risk going forward. But even more interesting than that is that if you look at the yields that were way below trend, and by those we mean a yield of at least 8 bushels per acre below trend or lower, or 165.5 or lower at the U.S. level, the odds in any year are 21%, but when you plant really late like this, 56%. So almost 3 times higher that you're going to have a yield of 165.5 bushels per acre or lower. So pretty unusual, to say the least, and it shows how important planting on time is.
Do you have similar work for soybeans?
Yeah, for soybeans, the story is a little bit different. The chance of having a below-trend yield in any year between 1986 and 2018 was 42%. In the 9 latest planted crop years, as of June 2nd, which is the same as we did for corn, and again, this one is also going down as a very late planted crop, though not nearly as anomalous as corn. We do have other years that were planted almost as late as this year's crop. The odds only change from 42% to 44% when you plant really late. So the odds of a below trend yield are basically the same. The big difference shows up when you start looking at the really good crops for soybeans. In any given year, the probability of having a yield of at least 2 bushels per acre above trend or higher, which is 52 bushels per acre or higher with a 2019 U.S. soybean yield, the odds of that is 15% in any of those years. But we've never seen that in the 9 latest planted crop years, so none of the time have we ever had a yield that high when you plant this late. And so that just tells us that even if you have really nice weather going forward, you're probably not going to have a really nice yield. Your top end is basically capped somewhere around 51.5 to 52 bushels per acre. So that's kind of the way we look at soybeans. Maybe we're not going to have a terrible soybean crop, but we're probably not going to have a really good one. For corn, it's almost likely that we're not going to have a good crop. We just have to see how bad it is. That's kind of the difference.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. We'll talk next week.
You betcha. That, of course, is Mike Tenera. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.